Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Laura.
So yesterday we learned the names of the programs and the parts of a cell phone. We learned the word app, right? App, not APP, app. Do you also remember the difference between a widget and an app?
有，我记得 app 就是一般的应用程式。而且不能把它念成 APP。 那 widget 呢是一种放在桌面上的小玩意，有点像是一个捷径的一个概念哦。那提供使用者一些简易的界面去执行一些常常用的功能，而且只有 Android 才有。
Yes, we also learned what the home button does and what settings are. We also learned the word touchscreen. Do you prefer phones with larger screens?
Not too big, 我觉得不要太大啦。像是我现在在用的 4.7 寸，我觉得就刚刚好。OK, 那 home button 我们也提到就是主页键哦。OK, 那 settings 还记得吗？就是设定哦。
Right, so let's continue our lesson from yesterday and learn more about cell phones.
Talking, texting, technology.
Volume.
Please lower the volume of your ringtone so you don't bother others.
Please lower the volume of your ringtone so you don't bother others.
SIM card. Charlie got a new phone, but kept the same SIM card and phone number. Earpiece. David uses a Bluetooth earpiece to answer calls when he's driving. Headset port. You can plug headphones into the headset port to listen to music.
Charger.
Liz borrowed my charger because her phone died. Phone holder. Many taxi drivers have phone holders on the dashboard or windshield.
The first word of today's picture dictionary is volume. Volume refers to the amount of sound produced by a television, a radio, or a cell phone. Here is an example sentence. Please lower the volume of your ringtone so you don't bother others. Please lower the volume of your ringtone so you don't bother others.
Volume 这个字呢在本课是当作音量的意思哦，所以 lower the volume 就是要把音量按小声一点。那相反的呢，你可以用 raise the volume 就是要大声一点。那有时候我们会说 Hey, could you please turn up 或是 turn down the volume， 这也是用来表示大小声哦。那 mute 如果你觉得说诶会干扰到人，其实你要用静音，它的英文就是 mute。 那刚刚的例句提到就是请降低你的手机铃声的音量，以免吵到其他人哦。
You might also see the word volume as a measurement. The volume or, the volume of something is the amount of space that a substance or object fills, or the amount of space in a container. Mm-hmm. For example, the volume of this container is 1,000 milliliters.
哦，我知道，所以 volume 这个字其实还有容积或是体积的意思。像是某个容器呢的容积呢，可能是 1,000 milliliters， 就是1000毫升。
The next word in our picture dictionary is SIM card. So SIM is an abbreviation for subscriber identification module.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
It's a plastic card inside a cell phone that stores information to identify the phone and the person using it. So without a SIM card, we wouldn't have 4G. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be able to make phone calls. So in older phones, we used to store our contacts.
Yeah,
like our phone books.
I remember that.
In the SIM card. So if we changed phones, those contacts would be in the card and can be transferred to the new phone.
对，我记得耶。 Okay, so SIM card 就是 SIM 卡 OK 其实它有点类似手机的身份证的一个小卡片哦那就是它可以分辨就是诶你是使用者然后你要装在这个把 SIM card 装在手机里面你才可以有 4G 啊才可以打电话出去啊那以前手机呢都要靠 SIM card 帮我怎么样储存我们的联络电话这样我们才可以方便换手机的时候诶还可以保留之前的一些联络人的资料而且我记得好像它也会帮我们储存 text messages I think
Now everything is online, like on a cloud or something. Here is an example sentence for the word SIM card. Charlie got a new phone, but kept the same SIM card and phone number. Charlie got a new phone, but kept the same SIM card and phone number.
Charlie 换了新手机，但是呢，还是可以用这个同样的 SIM card 跟号码。
So moving on, an earpiece is a small piece of equipment that you put into your ear to hear a recording, a message, etc. It's also the part of a telephone that you listen through. Okay, so you're not allowed to talk on your phone while you're driving. Therefore, a lot of people use a Bluetooth earpiece to talk on the phone. They're also called hands-free devices because they keep your hands free.
Okay, earpiece 是什么呢？就是耳机哦，或是免持听筒哦。通常呢，可以讲或是听电话。那有些人也可以用 Bluetooth earpiece， 就是蓝牙耳机呢。那可是呢，我之前有在路上有看到有人，就是他有戴那个蓝牙耳机，然后看起来有点恐怖 ，because I thought they were talking to themselves， 他们好像在自言自语。然后当时还觉得，这个人好像很怪，然后我就想要逃跑。就我现在回想，他可能在跟人家讲电话。
So earphones are pretty much considered earpieces because you put them into your ear to listen to music. However, we usually call them earphones rather than earpieces.
没错如果你是要单单用来这种听音乐的那种耳机或是一般呢我们还是会用 earphones 来表示哦。比较像是手机那种用的就是可以讲跟听的话那才是 earpiece。
Right.
或者我们也可以用 headphones 哦来表示听音乐的那种大型头挂式的耳机。
Right, here is an example sentence for the word earpiece. David uses a Bluetooth earpiece to answer calls when he's driving.David uses a Bluetooth earpiece to answer calls when he's driving.
刚刚的例句就是说啊，这个 David 他开车的时候使用蓝牙耳机，也就是刚刚我们提到的 Bluetooth earpiece 来接听电话哦。接电话的英文我们可以用 answer calls， 来用 answer 这个动词来表示接哦。
Okay, so a headset port is a place where you plug in your headphones or earphones. So the word port refers to the part of an electronic device where you can connect another piece of equipment. So, for example, we have USB ports all over our computer and laptops,
right. Okay?
So a USB port allows you to connect a USB, a mouse, a printer, etc. So it's that little, small little rectangular kind of... piece in your computer that you can plug stuff into.
OK, 我们来看一下 headset port, 就是耳机孔哦。OK, 那其实呢提到了 port 呢我想到了另外一个就是 USB port。它就是呢诶我们在我们不管是笔电啦或者是一般桌上型电脑都一定会看到这个东西就是你需要插 USB 的那个孔。那除了 USB 你还可以插什么呢当然还有 mouse, 就是滑鼠啦或者是 printer, 好像印表机它也会要需要有这个插到这个 USB port。另外其实port 本身这个字呢就很像是有个连接处这样子的意思所以它算是电脑跟连接其他东西的一个窗口这样子的一个概念哦。And port, does it also have another meaning?
Yeah, it's kind of like where all the ships kind of gather around and they drop containers, you know, into Taiwan, like when we're trading and stuff like that.
我知道就像港口的一个仓口这样子一个概念哦。Okay, so how can we use the word headset port in an example sentence, Angeline?
Okay, here's the example sentence. You can plug headphones into the headset port to listen to music.You can plug headphones into the headset port to listen to music.
Okay, 你可以把耳机呢，也就是我们刚刚提到的 headphones, 插入耳机孔来听音乐哦。
So, just in case you're wondering, because the piece that plugs your headphones in, the piece that you're plugging into is called the port, right? What is that little metal piece that is at the end of your headphones?
That tiny stick.
Yeah, it's little metal and has kind of like... little bit of yellow rings on it. Okay, that's called the headset jack or earphone jack.
真的假的？它也太可爱了吧！原来耳机呢，刚刚我们提到的就是耳机孔，但是你插什么东西进去耳机孔，当然就是那个尖尖凸起来的一个金属的东西哦。原来它有个名字就是杰克 Jack。好啦好啦，不是啊，这里的 Jack 指的就是插口的意思啦。
So when your cell phone is low on battery, what's the first thing you need to find? Do you guys know?You need to find a charger. A charger is the piece of equipment that's used to put electricity into a battery to charge it.
这个东西超重要的，大家一定要学一下，就是 charger, 也就是充电器。那其实它就是源自于 charge, 充电这样的一个动词哦。而且我听说最好不要等到这个手机没电再充电。I heard it's really bad for your cell phone if you charge it after it dies.
Okay, yes, I've heard that too.
You're supposed to do it anywhere between 40 to 80% of its capacity. 这是我在网络上估到的哦。所以呢，就是要把手机啊用到关机的时候再充电。其实这样子为什么不 OK? 因为它会对电池产生一些损伤。然后呢，常常有的人他会手机会 整夜overnight 在一直在那边充电，然后就一直保持 100% 的电量，好像说也不要这样子哦。所以要怎么办呢？就是我刚刚提到的，要手机电池维持在差不多40到 80%、这样之间哦，保持充电呢，就会让它比较持久力一点，就是让它的电力比较强。
Thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
Okay, so here is an example sentence with the word charger. Liz borrowed my charger because her phone died. Liz borrowed my charger because her phone died.
Oh, Liz 的手机没电了，所以她向我借充电器。那另外有时候你的手机没电，你也可以说 my battery's dead, 来表示我手机没电了。
It doesn't mean that it's actually dead.
对，不是它死掉了。
Okay, so some people are always on their phones and they don't have access to an electric outlet all the time. So they buy something called a portable charger. Portable, P-O-R-T-A-B-L-E. So if something is portable, it's easy to carry around or to move.
我知道这就是行动电源。 OK, portable charger. 其中的 portable 就是可携带的意思。
So the last word of our picture dictionary is...phone holder. So you can probably guess what this is. A holder is a thing that holds the object mentioned. So in this case, a phone holder holds a phone. And there are also holders for pens, candles, they're all...Anything can be hold.
没错，所以 phone holder 是什么呢？就是手机架。另外呢，像是放笔啦，或者是放蜡烛这个架子，他们各自也可以用holder 这个字。我差点讲成 folder. Okay, so how do we use it in this example sentence?
Many taxi drivers have phone holders on the dashboard or windshield. Many taxi drivers have phone holders on the dashboard or windshield.
哦、oh, 很多计程车司机在仪表板或者是挡风玻璃上会放手机架哦。
So we've come to the end of this month's Picture Dictionary. Stay tuned for our wrap-up.
Well, I actually use Line and Facebook every single day and very often. What's your favorite app, I wonder?
I like Instagram. Have you heard of Instagram?
Oh, yeah, 很多人现在常常用耶。
It's so, like the new Facebook.
Yeah, 所以你会常常用这个IG.
Yeah, I like to look at other people's photos, and it's also a way to keep up to date with your friends. Yeah, so it's a place where it's like a photo, an online photo album. And whatever you want to find, like maybe you're like, oh, I want to find the best cheesecake in Taiwan or in Taipei. And you can search that and all the results will show up.
超方便的呢。Okay, so you guys can have a chat about all the things we mentioned in these 2 days. Until next time, this is Laura.
And Angeline.
Bye.
Bye.
Our seats are over there, in row D, next to the aisle.
Our seats are over there, in row D, next to the aisle.
好啦，讲这么多，今天的小聚会呢，终于要进场啦。Hello here, welcome back, I'm Vina. 进入演唱会，会场呢，到底要怎么表达自己的座位呢？ Our seats are over there in row D next to the aisle.
我们的位置啊就在那边第一排走道旁。Seat 座位翻译和 sit 坐下坐着很像，小心不要搞混咯。
Please sit in your seat.
麻烦坐在自己的座位上。而这边的 row 绝对不是划船 ，row boat。row 呢，名词啊是当作排数的意思，有时候呢是用数字表示，有时也可能是用字母哦。row 1 or row A 诸如此类，在什么什么旁边或者是在什么隔壁，我们就可以使用 next to。My seat is next to her seat. 我的座位啊在她的座位旁边。We live next to each other. 我们就住在对方的隔壁。好啦，来复习一下今天的小聚会吧。Our seats are over there in row D next to the aisle. 小聚会今天都先到这咯，拜。
Our seats are over there in row D next to the aisle.
Our seats are over there in row D next to the aisle.
Tic Tac!
Oh, 表姐 shake a leg.
啊，什么？我这么有气质的人，你居然叫我 shake a leg, 抖脚。
中了，罗拉，我中了头奖了！
中头奖？我才不信嘞！拜托，如果你中头奖，怎么可能跟我们说？一定会自己暗扛，然后呢，变有钱人，假装不认识我们这些平民。You're pulling my leg.
哎 ，pull your leg？ 我干嘛扯你后腿啊？我只是刚才到隔壁抓了些阿妈干妈奖，然后抽奖中了很多零食，白小说请你吃的，结果好心没好报，我分给 Ellen 好了。
哎，不要不要啊！
哦，自己听不懂英文还更小嘟嘟气哦。哎，不过呢，刚刚呢 ，Joseph 他误以为把这个 pull one's leg 想成是扯后腿的意思，其实呢，很多人也常常把这样做成错误的联想啦。事实上 ，pull one's leg 就是开玩笑的意思，它是源自于拉别人的后腿使人跌倒这样的恶作剧哦。后来呢，就引申为这个愚弄别人啦，或是开某人玩笑这样子的意思。所以下次呢，如果你听到一个很不可置信的事情，说，哎，你是在开玩笑吗？这样你就可以说 ，Are you pulling my leg？ 或者是 You're pulling my leg？ 你是在开我的玩笑吧？这样的意思。其实除了 pull one's leg， 还有呢，就是 shake a leg， 也跟腿是没有关系，而且不能从字面上翻译哦。不要以为 shake a leg 就是抖脚的意思哦，它可是指快点 ，hurry 的意思。比方像是如果你快迟到，可能就有人说 Shake a leg, we are going to be late.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
哇，今天我们学到原来 pull one's leg 不是扯后腿，而是表示开玩笑的意思啦。而 shake a leg 是什么呢？就是 hurry, 快一点，赶快的意思哦。
Talking, texting, technology.
Volume.
Volume.
Please lower the volume of your ringtone so you don't bother others.
Please lower the volume of your ringtone so you don't bother others.
SIM card.
SIM card.
Charlie got a new phone, but kept the same SIM card and phone number.
Charlie got a new phone, but kept the same SIM card and phone number.
Earpiece.
Earpiece.
David uses a Bluetooth earpiece to answer calls when he's driving.
David uses a Bluetooth earpiece to answer calls when he's driving.
Headset port.
Headset port.
You can plug headphones into the headset port to listen to music.
You can plug headphones into the headset port to listen to music.
Charger.
Charger.
Liz borrowed my charger because her phone died.
Liz borrowed my charger because her phone died.
Phone holder.
Phone holder.
Many taxi drivers have phone holders on the dashboard or windshield.
Many taxi drivers have phone holders on the dashboard or windshield.